WMFO. And wow, this is weird. Medford. The times are tough now, just getting tougher. This whole world is rough, it's just getting rougher. Cover me. Come on, baby, cover me. Well, I'm looking for a lover who will come on in and cover me. Yes, as Bruce says, it is time for Cover Me. And the cover song that I've chosen for you today is God on Our Side. It was originally written and recorded by Bob Dylan back in 1964 and appeared on the album A Times They Are A-Changin'. This cover is by Wiretrain. It's great. They are, rather, Wiretrain is a great but underappreciated band out of San Francisco. This
is a coordinated monthly test of the broadcast stations of your area. Equipment that can quickly warn you during emergencies is being tested. If this had been an actual emergency, official messages would have followed the alert tone. This concludes this test of the emergency alert system.
your soundtrack of summer. 91.5 FM, WMFO and TK.
For Jane, another chance to spread some wealth around. Watch her sign in her name. Give a little gift to her hometown. She says there's days when I want to give it all away. A semi-annual white sale, an event too special to be missed. The early bird will prevail. Here comes Janie polishing a list. She says there's days when I want to give it all away. A lifelong mission to spurge your taste for just dessert. Well, there are no returns. two for one and aisle four. It's another card the chain is yet to fill. It's a universe of stores. Like a junkie searching for another pill. She says there's days when I want to give it all away. She says there's days when I should just give.
WMFO, TK here with you. It's music you might otherwise miss banging our way into the third hour. Thanks for joining me here on a warm Tuesday afternoon as we work our way through your lunch hour. It's about 18 minutes after the hour of noon. We finished up there with music from Generationals. And Generationals are Ted Joyner and Grant Widmer. They've been together as this band, Generationals, since 2007. They actually were in a band called Ames Era. Back then, when I first found them, they have changed directions, but I've been a fan ever since. This pair has been steadily releasing solid material for about 10 years now. This is a standalone single that they released in 2017. That was called Keep It Low. Got to see them at the Sinclair last year as well. Dan Haas, Holiday for Jane from his album Goodbye Moon. But geez, when that came back, came out back in 2003, Stone Roses, of course, she bangs the drums from their self-titled debut album, Cults, from their self-titled debut album as well, that was Abducted. Then it was our Cover Me feature, Wire Train, covering Bob Dylan's God on Our Side.
My grades were bad.
I appeared to be doing good at my school life, but if you would see me at home, it would have been a completely different story.
I mean, it was just rough focusing on school when your mother is somebody you have to take care of.
There are students who need somebody.
Communities and Schools is helping more than 1.3 million kids get whatever they need to succeed in school. You can help change the picture of education at communitiesandschools.org.
I hear people say we can't save every kid, but I think that we can.
We have music coming to you in this hour from The Cure. Also, some Smithereens and our Double Down feature artist, which is Anna Birch. I've got two songs from her latest release called Quit the Curse coming your way. Meanwhile, then we're going to play some new music from Magdalena Bay. They are Micah Tenenbaum and Matthew Lewin. They're partners in music and in life. I usually like to describe how I hear the sound of the band. However, in this case, I like what they wrote. They describe their sound as, quote, future 90s throwback space pop, which I think is rather clever. This song is called Waking Up, and it was released as a standalone single in January of this year. So it's new music from Magdalena Bay here on Music You Might Otherwise Miss.
To free. This is
91.5 WMFO. TK here with you. It's music you might otherwise miss. Finished up there with brand new music from Snail Mail. Snail Mail is the stage name for a solo project from Lindsay Jordan. She's originally from Baltimore, Maryland. She released her debut album, Habit, in 2016. When Lindsay was just 16, she was still in high school. She's now 18. She just signed to Matador Records and released her sophomore efforts called Lush. Came out on June 8th, and I played a pre-release track, Pristine, back in April this year. But since the new album came out, I went with a different and deeper cut called Speaking Terms. The Cure, Love Song from Disintegration, and Magdalena Bay. Brand new music from them. It's a standalone single called Waking Up. Well, it's time for our next feature. It's called Double Down. So we're going to play two tunes from an artist off the recent release. Anna Birch is today's subject. She is a talented singer-songwriter. She's out in Detroit, Michigan. She plays as what she describes as, quote, bummer pop, unquote. She just signed a deal with Polyvinyl Records, which led to the release of her debut single, Too Cool to Care, back in October of 2017. That helped her launch her debut full-length album, Quit the Curse. Came out February 2nd of this year. Seemed like a natural for a Double Down. So we're going to start with her latest single, Tea-Soaked Letter. So this is Anna Birch as our Double Down featured artist here on Music You Might Otherwise Miss.
We'll be right back.
91.5 WMFO. TK here with you. It's music you might otherwise miss. Finished up there with kind of a random tune I pulled out of my library from Miss Courtney Kaiser. I've been a fan of hers since, man, I think I found her back in 2004 in the release of her debut solo album. It's called In the Garden. That tune is called Come Up. It's not lyrically deep, but I just like the groove to it. And then it was her Double Down featured artist, Anna Birch. Her new disc is called Quit the Curse, and we sampled two tracks from that album, Too Cool to Care and Tea-Soaked Letter. I really like that disc a lot. Hey, if you want to check out today's new release show playlist, I posted already at my website at tksmusic.com. That's tksmusic.com. While you're there checking out the playlist, you can also find some links to some free downloads. I have one that I just posted today as well. Also, some videos, How's There and Well, an email function. Also, remind you to join me on Thursdays. I do a Music You Might Otherwise Miss over at WBRS. Radio, it's WBRS.org, 10 a.m. to 12 p.m. Same kind of show we do here, sans the new release show. And it's Thursdays, 10 a.m. to 12 p.m. on WBRS.org. All right, we're going to go back with a band called The Lagoons. They're an unsigned jazzy synth pop and rock duo currently based in Austin, Texas. Their brothers, Joey and Ryan Sellen. They have released this single called California. It came out in 2016. Then it was incorporated into an album that came out about a year later. I think the link is still good, and that's on my website. So if you do a link for free downloads and search The Lagoons, you'll be able to find the link and download this song for free because it's a really good song. Some music from The Lagoons here on Music You Might Otherwise Miss.
Music you can't hear anywhere else on the radio. It's music you might otherwise miss with TK on 91.5 FM WMFO.
Do it for me again for another terrific Tuesday. Thanks for joining me. I had a blast. Hope you had some fun too. Hope you got a new song to deal, because that's the point of this whole process. This is TK for music you might otherwise miss, saying stay safe, have fun, and be well. I'm gonna leave you with a tune from John Namath, going back to Magic Touch. This is Come On. You have a great Tuesday. I'll see you all next week.